Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Shavuos Chaf Gimel, Shavuos 23b, pagination is 46. We'll start from the beginning of a line about a quarter of the way up. The first word on the line is Kasha. You could see a two dots right above it towards the beginning of the line, and that's where we'll start. We're making reference to two rules that were mentioned in the Mishnah on the previous blat. So that would be Chaf Beis Amid Beis 22b, pagination 44, where the Mishnah told us about nine lines up, beginning of a line, Shavua Shalo Ochel V'Ochel Ochlin She'enan Ru'uyen La'achila. A person made an oath that they wouldn't eat, and they ended up eating things that are not normally edible, and drinking things that are not normally palatable. Potter. They're not in violation of their oath. That's not considered eating and drinking. And that's statement number one. If it's not fitting to be eaten or drunk, it's not considered a violation of the oath that he shouldn't eat and drink. The Mishnah continues with a second case, though, and says, Shavua shalo ochel, a person makes an oath that he won't eat, v'ochel nevelus atrefos, and he eats meat that's not kosher. Nevelos means it's essentially a kosher animal, but it died without a proper shechita. Terephos is that it's essentially a kosher animal, but it was a kosher type animal, but it's a sickly animal, and therefore it's not going to be kosher. And the ruling over here is shkatzim or remusim, as well as crawling things that are not kosher, chayiv. That is going to be considered a violation of his oath not to eat. There is a dissenting opinion for Rabbi Shimon Potter. Rabbi Shimon says it's Potter, but according to the Chachamim, the Gemara is going to point out, it seems that we have a stira, a contradiction. In the first part of these two statements, we're saying that if it's not fitting to be eaten, it's not considered edible. And if you eat it, it's not considered a violation of the oath. That was never what was intended when you said you're not going to eat. On the other hand, there's a different type of thing which is not edible, non-kosher food, and somehow the ruling over there is chayiv, that you are in violation of your oath not to eat. So the Gemara on Chaf Gimel Amid Beis, as I pointed out, the first word on the line is kasha. We have a question. The Gemara says, Amrit, you're telling me, Shavua shalo ochel v'ochel ochlin she'enan ru'uyin la'achila. A person made an oath not to eat, and he ate things that are not normally edible. V'shasa mashkim she'enan ru'uyin l'shasiya. Things that are not meant to be drunk, potter. He's absolved. Now, one could have learned this topic regarding things that are simply not edible. Or it can be referring to non-kosher things, and it's really a direct, very direct contradiction. V'hadar tani, and the second part is Shavua shalo ochel v'ochel nevelus atrefos shkatzim ramasim chayiv. And that statement is that if you made the same type of oath, I won't eat, and you ate something that's certainly not edible, it's not kosher, something that no one would think you're going to eat, and is not what you meant when you said, I won't eat. Maishna resha de potter, maishna sefer de chayiv. Why in the first part are you potter and not in violation of your oath when you eat something that's not considered edible? And in the second part, you are chayiv in violation of the oath when you eat something that's not considered edible. Answers the Gemara, halo kasha, this is not the question that should bother you. Resha bistam, the first part was when a person just said, I won't eat. And we understand that to mean things that are normally eaten. V'seifa b'mefarish, But the second part is when the oath specified the non-kosher food. And that's why he's in violation if he would eat it, because he identified that that's what his oath is indeed referring to. Again, normally, if he says he won't eat, we think it talks about things that he normally would eat. And he's accepting upon himself some sort of violation. But if he says, I won't eat that non-kosher food, then it's clear to us that that's what he is accepting upon himself regarding this oath, and therefore if he ate those things, he would be in violation. Asks the Gemara, there's something very fundamental that's troubling over here. Mefarish, when you have the case where he identifies the non-kosher food that he's not going to eat, and he's making an oath not to eat it, amai, why is that a valid oath, and why is he going to be in violation of the oath if he eats this non-kosher food? Certainly he's in violation of Torah law if he eats non-kosher food, but is he also in violation of the oath? Mushpa mehar Sinai hu. He's already in violation of the Torah law, and that itself was an oath that we would keep the Torah. So he already has sworn to keep that mitzvah. To swear again is not going to make it any worse. And therefore, we don't understand why he's considered in violation of this new oath that he made. Ravu Shmuel v'Rabbi Yochanan de Amri, these rabbis answered, Bekolol devarim amutarim im devarim hu asurim. When he includes things that are permitted with the things that are forbidden, and that's how such an oath takes effect, and just as it takes effect on the permitted items, it takes effect on the forbidden items as well. The oath fundamentally can have validity because it's including things that until now were permitted. Rav Shlokish says, you're going to find such a concept, Ella, Ibn Mefarish Chatzi Shiur, if he identifies a smaller portion to be forbidden than what would have been forbidden by Torah law. So if he identifies Chatzi Shiur, half of a portion should be forbidden to him because of this oath, then he is pushing through the oath, making it valid based on the fact that it's including something that until now was not considered a full-fledged Torah violation. Again, the first answer, Rabbi Yochanan answer, was that he's including other permitted things, and Reish Lakish's answer is that he's making the violation in a smaller amount than what was until now forbidden. The Rambam brings these halachas in Hilchos Shavuos Perek Hei, and he writes indeed in Halacha Hei that if a person makes an oath that he's not going to eat, and he ate things that are not fitting to be eaten, then he's potter. That's not a violation of his oath not to eat. When he said not to eat, he meant things that are edible. Similarly, if he ate things that are forbidden from the Torah, such as nevelos trefos shkatzim ramasim, this meat that died without a proper shchita on a healthy animal, and these crawling things, he's also going to be potter mishum shvuas bitui. He's not in violation of the oath. He's, of course, in violation of the mitzvah in the Torah, one of the 613, but he's not in violation of the additional oath oriented topic. However, in Halacha Zayin, the Rambam brings one of the answers that we gave in the Gemara. A person made an oath that he's not going to eat at all from these forbidden things, meaning even a smaller amount than the requisite kezayis that we normally talk about, the olive size that we normally talk about, he's not going to eat at all. So then chayiv b'shavua, he's going to be obligated in such an oath, Sha'rei ena mushpa al chatzi shiur mehar Sinai, because the Torah never forbade the full level prohibition regarding chatzi shiur, half of the amount. Likewise, in Halacha Yud, the Rambam brings the other answer. A person makes an oath that he won't eat dates and nevelos trefos, these pieces of meat that were not shecht correctly from a kosher animal, and now he ate the forbidden meat. Chayiv af mishum shivuas bitui, he's going to be obligated also in the violation of his oath. In other words, in addition to being in violation of Torah law for eating non-kosher food, he's going to be in violation of the oath. Shaharei, what's the reason? Normally, just repeating the oath that you made by Har Sinai to keep Torah is not going to create a new oath obligation. But over here, kol al devarim ho'asurim im devarim hamutarim, he joined the items that are forbidden with additional permitted items, so that the oath is including something anew. Umitoch shechol shvu al atamarim, and since the oath has validity regarding the dates, which until now were permitted, chola al dvarim hu asurim, it will also affect the forbidden items, and he'll be doubly in violation for eating that non-kosher meat, one for the basic mitzvah in the Torah, and in addition to this oath, which works because it included permitted things. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.